Blog Talk Radio.
Situation.
That's right.
Take lessons from our elders. Don't make the same mistake.
Right.
Let's do what we love. Get rid of all the hate. Our elders taught us one thing.
Self-empowering movement that's on the rise. The more the doors open, the more that you can see. A fair chance means a greater opportunity to have a brighter future, deeper insight. Work hard to be anything you want in life. It's what it's all about, the longevity. Educated enough to know what's ahead of me. Here to straighten it out, seeking your find. They can cage your body, but not your mind. We lay it all on the line in the struggle we grew. But together, here's what we gotta do.
It's all left up to us, our generation. Let's do just what we must. Straighten it out.
Jim Hotep to every one of you, and I say Habari Ghani to my old friends, and what's up to my new friends. You're welcome here. Come in and have a seat. Lock in that dial, though, at 646-478-0270. Lock in those digits, and if you care to read, call in this evening. This is our final show for this month on musicians, spoken word artists, as well as poets and musicians. This is the evening you want to call in, folks. If you're out there and you are aspiring artists, call in and get your debut on the topic of discussion of hearts, of the matters of the heart and of the hood. We've been talking about what upsets you about issues in the hood. What is curling up your toenails and causing you to feel disconnected about your community? You can call in this evening and talk about it. We're going to finalize our segment by bringing you up to date. I said I had a little surprise for you, and that little surprise is I don't want to leave you artists out there thinking that your career is over, because it's just beginning. We have tons of opportunities. I want you to know that. And Reverse Nation has become a godsend They have opened up all the gig finders for you, not only the paid gigs where you have to pay an admission fee, but I've even went as far to find all those free gigs that you can enroll for free. I'm going to give you some of those particular venues that will be offering an opportunity for you to enroll. And they've gone as far as left it open for 24 days all the way up to 300 days for you to enroll in these gigs. So that's an advantage for us. You can set your schedules. You can post your schedules right on the Reverse Nation line, but you have to become a member. So if you're not a member, you might want to run out right now, Google Reverse Nation, and bring that up on your desktop and begin to start applying for all the gigs. I'm going to give you some of the names of the gigs so you'll know which ones to apply for. So in between the show, I will be giving that information. So you want to not only listen and you want to tune in. I'll be opening up the chat room. For those of you who would like to chat about this, please come in and start your chat as soon as you can, because these gigs will be going fast. They're songwriters' gigs, and they're also for bands and solo artists. So you definitely want to set your itinerary to go and be a part of some of these gigs. Now, we just recently inducted our newest member to the chapter leadership in Project 2019 last night. He made it to the show, and he was able to articulate about his viewpoint of the hip-hoppers and the artists aligning themselves with the struggle of the movement, and what we thought should happen about us taking an effort or making an effort to pair and partner ourselves with organizations who already have a platform. And ladies and gentlemen, we won't go any further on that topic. It has been taken care of. And as you know, I believe that we are to align ourselves and become partners with organizations that have a natural platform. We have a caller online right now. Let me go and say hello to my caller here. Caller number one, hello, how are you? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Caller number one, can you hear me? If you're out there and you would like to speak, go right ahead. But if you just want to listen, that's fine too. But we'll be checking back with you. That's caller number one at 221-1218. If you're available, you can go ahead and speak at any time. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit about the gig finder. How does it work? And how can you use that to establish your outstanding gigs that you want to do for the year? You can plan in advance, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to wait to the last minute and start looking for gigs. You can plan in advance. Now, because this is our last segment, we're going to do something a little bit different here. We're going to ask those radio stations that are out there that are amongst Blog Talk, who normally frequent my room, to also come in and join us and come in the chat room and participate, because I want to say something that I want everyone to hear, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Project 2019 has been one of my dear hearts and one of my missions that I have committed myself to, because I see the difference that it's making in our communities all over the nation. And a young man took it upon himself to write a book about what our black people could do to make a difference and to change the atmospheric pressure so after the 400 years of being in slavery, we could do something different other than complain. Now, there's a few people out there complaining and having negative things to say about Project 2019 just because it doesn't meet their criteria. Now, there's a lot of us that are doing things that doesn't necessarily meet all of our criteria, but we have to respect it. And we have to get behind the area that they can support and support it. I feel like this. Just because one person cannot embrace something that they feel that doesn't fit into their category, they have no right to tear it down or desecrate it. And that, as far as I'm concerned, those organizations who always want 100% support and who are always begging for other people to come on their show and be a part of their show, they better be very, very careful that while they're trying to pull the rug out from up under somebody else's foot, that it doesn't get pulled from up under theirs. And as far as I'm concerned, whatever I put my energies in, it prospers, it flourishes, and it is number one. It is not something that is staggering and trying to make it. It is always in the top 10. So those who are trying to desecrate the name of Project 2019 and anything against Chuck Sanford, they have not seen my wrath, and they have not seen me move in the spirit. Until you get me angry about you destroying someone else for no reason, you don't want to see the wrath of a priestess, and you don't want to see me go on my knees. And I've been trying very hard not to go on my knees on anyone, because when I get up off my knees, all power will be in my hands. And I only need to pray and ask God to have mercy on you. So therefore, don't go out picking a fight with a warrior. My very name means Bidiako. It means warrior. I don't pick fights, but I definitely will finish them. So those who have so much to say about Project 2019, talking behind people's back and putting negative things out there in the atmosphere, Mother Nature will take care of that. I need only you to tell Mother Nature that someone has been bothering us. That's all I need to do, because Mother Nature can make it rain right in your area on you only, and you would never know what happened, and the rest of the world will be free and clear of rain. So you don't want to mess with someone who is devoured in prayer and who God fights and vindicates. So it's not good to talk against an organization while you're trying to build your organization. The very thing that you're doing and trying to establish will be crumbling while you're trying to destroy someone else. So my recommendation is to keep your mouth off of people if you don't know the real meaning behind what they're doing. If you don't know, then keep your mouth closed and be supportive, if not, be neutral. But it's not a good idea when we give donations to large organizations, our societies, and we support them regardless if we approve of everything they're doing or not. But they have no right to personally try to tear down somebody's house with their own hand. I do not like to call war on anybody, but I certainly don't let someone have all-out war on me or against my friends without us taking up arms ourselves. Now, we're not going to fight you in the natural. We're not going to fight you in the natural, because our weapons are not carnal through the pulling down of stronghold. We will go in the spirit against you. So let me find out somebody is desecrating Chuck Sanford's name, all in the name of interviewing him and disliking him. Let me find that out. I am a natural bone advocate. I will advocate for my friends, and I will go to the throne of grace on that person and ask God to have mercy upon them. So it's very important that you don't mess with a warrior. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. So I have to say that no matter what I do on this show, this is my hour, my time. If I want to induct somebody into the society of Project 2019 and bring them closer to the opportunity of straightening out our community, whatever you're doing to work on straightening out your community, that's your business. See, a lot of people were angry because I didn't give up my show and race right in to join their show for a fee. They were very angry, but I had a job to do. Once I'm committed, I do not forsake the ship just to be aligning myself with somebody that so-called has a name. I know how to develop a name for myself, and I have a good name. And the good name that God has allowed me to acquire through the help and strength of the people that support me, I don't have to abandon the ship just to be known on society. I'm not trying to get to be known. I'm only trying to make a difference and be effective, and I think I'm pretty doggone effective. If you don't know, you better ask somebody who has actually benefited from this show. It is a ministry, and I know it, and you know it. It's not only an information and sharing session, but it's a ministry. So we're curing people, and we're offering a chance for you to cure yourself. We're giving you alchemy, a formula. We're giving you chemistry to change your atmospheric pressure, to become a better man and a better woman, to advance yourself to a level of state of good character and good conduct, Ewa Pato. And that's exactly what EFI does. It helps you to develop good character and good conduct. So if you want to stay friends with Omi, stop talking about my friends, stop putting them down, and stop trying to use forces to collapse a system, because God's work will never be destroyed. The gentleman that started out to create Project 2019, he has good intentions, and he's always had good intentions. And it breaks my heart to see him want to give up because a few negative-minded people want to destroy a person who is legitimate and who is the real McCoy. There's a lot of us out here counterfeiting. We haven't gotten an education, so we don't want anybody to talk about getting degrees because we don't have one. If you don't have one, work on figuring out how to get one. And if you don't think it's necessary to get education, stay in this world a little bit longer, and the Caucasian will show you everything you do you must produce a piece of paper for. And they have every right to do that. Because if everybody had an opportunity to skip into glory without doing the work for it, everybody would consider themselves as experts. There's nothing wrong with people talking about academic excellence and improving your academic skill. And if you choose to drop out of school because you don't like the system and you don't want to adhere to anybody giving you instruction, that is your own business. But you have no right to advocate for education and for bettering the children, then at the same time telling the adults that they don't need higher academic education. That's a damn lie. You do need higher academic education. If you're going to progress and compete, you will need credentials to do that. So I was pretty doggone upset when I got the message that someone in my spirit was telling me that someone had an odd against the Project 2019. Someone has caused Project 2019 to feel as if they had a vendetta against them. I don't like it, because I know that what we've done on this show and many other programs has made a difference. And whether or not society at large likes it or not, we're going to keep on pushing on. And when that year of 2019 comes, and we've gone through over 400 years of slavery, we're going to get over the grain house. And we're going to be able to offer the people an opportunity to better themselves. And if you're not bettering yourself through education, I don't know what you could be using, because the only way you could advance yourself is through higher education. Hands-on is great, but if you want to know the truth about it, you need to buckle down, learn the basic essentials of reading and writing and computation, and be able to compete against some of the better people out there who have credentials. Because African Americans are the lowest on the totem pole for graduation and for obtaining excellence in bachelor's and master's degrees. And those things are important to some of us. It is not the basis for everything, but to some of us, it is important. And if you don't have those things, don't go knocking others for having it. Now, I said what I had to say, and I'm done with that topic, and we can move on. Thank you so much for going along with Omi as I got that off my chest. Cleansing is very good for the soul. Let me go back to my caller and see if he's out here on the line and would like to speak. Caller number one, you're on the line if you'd like to speak. Would you like to say anything? I guess he's just listening. We're going to let him listen. That's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, our chat room is open, and we have some guests in there, and we'd like to invite those guests right into our session. Come on in, guests, and you can voice your opinion. Yes, Omi's venting today, and I'm a warrior, and every now and then I do have to vent in order not to be frustrated with anyone else. I get what's on my mind or my back off me so I can move on and be myself. Thank you for letting me be myself. Again, here in this Care to Read room. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, let's go over to the throne of grace. We have much to thank God for. We made it through this whole month. And for everyone represented here today and all families, I ask that you stand with me and stand in the gap as we call on our ancestors to come and reconnect themselves back to us. Stand with your hands erect, hands facing up, asking for the Creator to endow you with the desires of your heart. We like to pour libations for our God, Oladulamare, and we say, I say to Oladulamare, I like to set a glass of water out for my father and his spirit to quench his thirst. And I say, drink well, Father. I like to pour a glass of water for my mother, and I say, Mother, quench your thirst and come and join us. I call out Chequez Diaz and ask him, will he be a witness today as we decree a thing? Chequez Diaz, join us. As I pour libations to the north, I pour libations to the south, and I say, Harriet Tubman, bring your caravan and go underground, because there's some that need to make that change and make that transition out of slavery. And I pour libations and say, Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I call on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and ask that he will come back to the Nation of Islam to unite the brothers and sisters and bring the Sunni and the Orthodox Muslims together as they begin to come one. And I say, Ashe, libation. I pour libations to the West, and I call forth the Honorable Marcus Garvey, and I ask Marcus Garvey to come with his plan, that he will lay down the plans and the formalities for our people as we transition out of 400 years of slavery, that we might have a plan to get over the grain house, and that we may rule again, that the cornerstone that was once rejected will now be the foundation, that we will build our foundation and our new Jerusalem on. I say, I say. Ladies and gentlemen, as you stand to your feet, I want you to be mindful of the fact that we are just a but by the grace of God, that by the grace of God, everything that has happened in this world to people that have lost their homes, that have been displaced, and that have been mowed down like a blade of glass could have been us, because his grace is so sufficient, and that the mercy seat, that Jesus that talks about the mercy seat, and as we ask God to have mercy upon our nation and upon our people, to lift up the burdens off of us for a little while. And we know that the African believe that there must be sacrifice in order to get evil up off you. So the sacrifice we make today is coming every day to this room and asking God to allow us to be his servant and asking God to use us. We know that the Africans believe that in duality you have good and evil that exist at the same time, and you must oblige evil in order for evil to let you off the hook. We've been up under so much evil in the last 10 or 15 years, so much destruction has come upon the American people. So much has come upon us. And if we look at what is happening at our hands, the destruction that we're bringing about, then we ask God to prevent us from being a part of any destruction, of any life being taken, going to countries and overthrowing government. We ask God to help us, help Obama. Help him to see his ways. Help him to make decisions based on the fact that he is in charge, not on his cabinet men. And as he makes the effort to change the plan that he put together for the students and their student loans, we thank you for him stepping out front and for him putting together the Fannie Mae and the Fannie Mac plan to bring these people up out of this recession of losing their home. We thank you for him taking those steps in the right direction to be the full, strong man that we know him to be. Now, we know that the strong man comes into our house, and when he finds that our house is swept and clean, he cannot hold us hostage. Some of us are being held hostage today, Father, because we have not swept our home, and we know that the old man is allowed to come in and have his way in our homes today. But we've got to stand strong in the presence of adversity. We've done so much dirty talk against Obama that it's a wonder if he can stand even. We've got to understand no man is perfect. But as we ask God to intercede on his behalf, that he will lead and guide him to be that perfect man that we look towards, that we get guidance from. We have to strengthen our leaders, and we have to pray for our leaders. And as we pray for our leader today, and people come and look at you and say, what is going on with Obama? He's human. That's what's going on. And we have to keep praying for him. And as I stand today, I ask the nation to pray for Obama and pray for our people and their wicked ways. Because in the end time, we knew this would come. It is forewritten. All of these things will come to pass. But in the end, remember, people, it says we win. If you can go to the end of the chapter in Revelation, it says we win. So all of this will be worked together for good for them that love God. And if we know we love God, and if Obama loves God, all of this will work together for good for us. So in the end time, let us look towards Project 2019 projection of being out of slavery over 400 years. Then at that point, we can make an assessment, a true assessment, if we've grown or not, if we made any strides or not. And at that point, we can see where we're going as a people. But if we're constantly pointing the finger, undermining each other, destroying each other's mission, and using witchcraft, voodoo, black magic, whatever they can use to destroy people, I'm telling you, Africans don't work in black magic. They don't work in voodoo and using this thing haphazardly. This is not the African way. But if those are out there so small-minded that they're going to that level, then the very holes that they dig, that or they have dug for others, they will be the ones to fall in them. In this end time, we are to be pulling together. Just like John Lennon said, we've got to straighten this thing out. This is the final day of our segment, and we're straightening it out in the spirit. Whether you like it or not, we are calling the spirits to be together. We're calling on the deities to be. We're calling on Shango, Alegba, Ishun to help us straighten this thing out. Yamenja. We're calling them to straighten this thing out and give the power to the people so that they can use this power to go into their hoods and urban settings and straighten this thing out. For God's sake, you've got to give more power to the people. And we're going to the throne of grace to obtain that power. And we're not working with witchcraft, and we're not working with backlash. We're working with the Spirit, and the Spirit will make intercession for us today. So those of you who are doing things by hook or crook and don't know what you're doing by messing with the Spirit, I'm warning you. To the people that you have done wrong to, I'm warning you. Keep your hands off of God's people and keep your mouths off of them. Prophets have been known to have people killed for people coming against them. And if God chooses prophets, he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. And if I'm not your modern prophet, I don't know who is. So I'm warning you, leave those prophets like myself alone and others and keep your mouths off of them. If you can't do any more for them, then pray for them that they might be used by the Creator. And ask God in the meantime to make you fit to be a vessel to be used. Right now, our communities are perishing. John Legend, young people telling them that we have got to make this thing right. But young people feel like they have no power. But we're going to empower those young people today. And we're going to the Spirit. And we're going to ask the high priest to bring the Spirit forth here on this earth so that the young people can stand up and be the gods that they were always known to be. When you empower young people, just like David was empowered, all they need is a smooth stone and a slingshot, and they will be able to take the giants. Whereas most of us go into a situation and say, there's giants in there. There's giants in there, and we can't take them. But how was it that David walked in with a smooth stone and a slingshot and took the giant? We've got to take the giants today. We've got to take them down. And if they're one that is doing something wrong, we got to call it out and tell the spirit about it. Let the spirit go after him. You don't need to fight any battles. You go in the spirit realm and let the spirit make utterance for what you don't know to pray for. And the spirit will vindicate your adversary. Now, we've gone through a full month of talking about hard times. We've given hard times back, and we've buried hard times 6 feet under. You don't have to live in a stressful life. You don't have to worry about your bills, and you don't have to worry about your enemy, because you are not to vindicate yourself. You are to be obedient and make yourself available to God. There are too many people that are perishing because of a lack of knowledge. It's not a lack of filthy lucre and food. It's a lack of knowledge. And when you have knowledge, you become empowered. Then you can overstand anything. Right now, we're under everything. How is it that we're subbing everything when our Father, who we have the image of, is over everything, and we're taking a basement lifestyle, living at the lower level of our faculties when we should be in the spirit realm? Have not I showed you how to climb up the ladder to your spiritual self? Have not I told you to kill off the old man, to deny the old man, the flesh, what it wants? Then the spirit will rise. Have not I preached to you from week to week about living a PYPALU, good character, good conduct life? Then you can't do that when you're backbiting and you're downgrading someone. When you can't find anything good to say about someone, don't say anything. Because the spirit knows what you're saying, and the spirit will take that very thing that you're trying to destroy somebody else with, and he will whoop you with it. You don't want to be whooped by the spirit. You don't want the spirit to come after you. You don't want the spirit to chastise you. Then all we can say is have mercy on that person. Because when you're dealing with the spirit, I'm not talking about Jesus, Paul, and John. I'm talking about the spirit. And the spirit is our ancestors. And when you mess with me, you mess with the spirit. They come after you without me even telling them. Because I came here with my ancestors. My very name means water surrounds me. My ancestors go with me wherever I go. As an orphan child, my ancestors follow me to make sure that in this particular life that I'm going to make it through. And they're going to fight for me, and yours will fight for you too. So go in the spirit realm. Set your altars up. Commune with your higher self. Find a reason to pray and bow down and break yourself down and humble yourself to something greater than yourself. And go before the throne of grace. Remember that God honors the fact that we have humbled ourselves to him. And I told you several times, prayer is ordained by God. That is why there's so much prayer in this room. Prayer makes you powerful. And if you don't know any scriptures, you have no power. But you have to read that mutilated book to get an understanding of what is rightfully yours and to take ownership of it. God said to remind him of his promises to you. He said to command him that he will watch over his words to perfect them to you. You've got to call him on everything he promised you and remind him of what the promises were that he gave to you. But you got to make sure you're in right standing with God. If you have ought against someone, you're tearing somebody down with your own hands, you're desecrating someone, don't bother to ask God for anything. Your prayers will be hindered. And I'm not telling you this because it's from Omi. It's according to the mutilated book. It's in there. Go read it. If you care to read, pick up the book and read. Now, because we're coming up on the end of this segment, I want you to know that there are some opportunities out there in Rebirth Nation for you, ladies and gentlemen. And when you go to Rebirth Nation, there's the Winter Park festival that they're offering, and that's 34 days up until March 1st. You can register free of charge to get that gig. And then there's I Am Entertainment magazine, which will go all the way to the end of December. It's an event, which is a festival event also, free of charge. Red Sky Grill Artist Showcase, and that is in Gainesville, Georgia. And you can register for that festival up until December 18th, free of charge. The Radio Cafe Indy, the Music Countdown, online. This event will be online, and you can register until December 31st. The festival will be for class online. Then there is the Phonetic Bell Radio in Detroit, Michigan. And that event goes all the way until January 31st. 2012. Then you have the Songs of Love Songwriting, the Benefits online event goes from August the 1st until August 20th, 2012. At 287 days, that event will be out. Then the Guitar Shop TV Artist Showcase, the competition online event, all the way from April 14th. To October 14th of 2012. Then, the featured artist on Reverse Nation, the artist section under the homepage, that event goes from November the 23rd to December the 20th. And these opportunities exist, ladies and gentlemen. The Next Day Holiday Classic Song event from November 27th to December 25th. That type of festival is festival event. Then the Del Lurie Grill Artist Showcase, that's in Georgia, and it goes from October the 4th all the way to November 22nd. Then the Tupac Ray Contest event, November 12th to December 13th. Opportunity type is a festival event, and that's a West Coast of USA. Then finally, the Tupac Rap Contest, West Coast of USA event, November 12th to December 13th. These are just a few opportunities for you, ladies and gentlemen, that I wanted to provide. If you're not a member of Reverse Nation, you definitely want to go and become a member. They have provided all these gigs for us so that we can get our gigs set up in advance and we can go out there and start making that extra money on these gigs. Now, I love you as musicians, and I believe that we should align ourselves together and we should have a platform, and our platform should be hurled out on every stage to get a mission through. And the mission through is that we've got to clean ourselves up. Some of our character is bad, and some of our disposition is bad. There's so much evil running this earth, it's not funny. You got to have a forgiving heart. You got to be able to humble yourself, and you got to allow someone to manage you. And you got to subject yourself to be up under someone's management. You got to be usable and trainable. You can't always know everything. You have to start at a level where you're a novice and then allow someone to grow you up. And if you're such an expert and you already know, then you have no business looking for a mentor, then you ought to be out training and teaching. Our young people got to straighten this thing up. And old folks, you got to pass the baton on, and you've got to tell them about the shortcomings, and you got to tell them about living righteous and living pure at heart. And you got to tell them something about the real world, and you got to pass the baton and stop holding on to it. And you got to also become mentors. Now, we've got to straighten this thing out. Our generation has got to straighten this out. And I'm not looking for anybody else from the generation that came before us who were deceased. I'm talking about our generation. There are no more hard times for us. We have very hard times. We're getting over the grain house, and we are going to be the leaders. We're going to be the cornerstone that is now accepted instead of rejected, and we're going to make a difference in New York City, in Detroit City, in Michigan, in Jersey, in California, in St. Louis, Missouri. We're going to make a difference in Colorado, in Phoenix. We're going to make a difference. We're going to make a difference in Gary, Indiana, Maryville, Indiana, Chicago, Illinois, and Schaumburg, Illinois. We're going to make a difference in Hoffman Estates, Elgin, Illinois. We're going to make a difference, and we're going to do that with Project 2019. As we breed up the Project 2019s throughout the state, we're going to give them a mission, and that mission is, listen up, folks, leave no person behind that cannot read. There are people that died for the opportunity to read. So therefore, now that we know that we can train literacy coaches, we can get a book in every school and train a teacher to train up a child to be a reader. That is the foremost and utmost thing. And then secondly, to make parents so that we no longer are sending our children to school to be raised. Our parents will become full-blown parents and get credentials stating that they passed the test to be a parent, and they will send children to school ready to learn because they've been parented properly. So in our parent information sessions and in our Project 2019, every one of our programs will have a parenting component, and we will have our family life center so that families will be exposed to literary work and coming to hear lectures and teaching their children under conscious information. These are our two missions, and they're going to be permeated throughout all of the Chapter 2019. And with your help, with you volunteering to be a part of Project 2019 in your city, your community, take it into your church and institute the rites of passage for the young boys and young girls so they can transition into manhood and womanhood. We're going to straighten it out this time. We're going to straighten it out. We're not asking anyone else to step up and straighten it out. We're going to straighten it out. Now, if you don't mind, we're going to take a station identification and find out what our generation has to say.
Take lessons from our elders. Don't make the same mistake. Let's do the world with love and get rid of all the hate. Our elders taught us one thing.
Self-empowering movement that's on the rise. The more the doors open, the more that you can see. A fair chance means a greater opportunity to have a brighter future, deeper insight. Work hard to be anything you want in life. It's what it's all about, the longevity. Educated enough to know what's ahead of me. Here to straighten it out, seeking you'll find. They can cage your body, but not your mind. We lay it all on the line in the struggle we grew. But together, here's what we gotta do.
It's all left up to us, our generation. Let's do just what we must. Straighten it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for helping us to straighten it out here in this Care to Read room. You've been a blessing to some, and you've also been an example for others. We want to thank every one of you for coming in and joining us in the chat room. And remember, this is the place to come if you're looking for solutions for how to straighten it out. We've laid out a plan for you, and I